With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. MasterCard estimates that overall retail sales from July to mid-September will climb more than 5% over last year and nearly 7% over 2019. Now, something that may be helping spur that sales growth, school is back on for the fall, which means so is back-to-school shopping. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Back-to-school window displays are returning to Grasshopper, a children's store in Portland, Oregon.
Some cute school bus things, lots of colorful school supplies, notebooks, things like that.
That's manager Megan Rule. Notice she didn't mention backpacks.
We would have had to order backpacks for fall, you know, in like December or January. And we weren't sure at the time what the back to school season was going to be like.
There may be more dollars than usual chasing those backpacks, courtesy of the federal government. The newly expanded child tax credit will funnel hundreds of dollars into family bank accounts starting July 15th, and every month after that until the end of the year. Jen Redding is an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
The majority of Americans aren't really expecting it, so it should be a pleasant surprise. It just kind of really fuels back-to-school revenues.
The real stimulus, though, won't come from the feds. It'll come from parents dreaming of Zoom meetings uninterrupted by math class. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.